Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I'm Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
She's back, guys. I'm back.
I'm back, and I'm slightly sick, and you know.
We're just surviving out here. Just had a laughing fit, so we're both a little slap happy right now. I really enjoyed the video with my boyfriend last week, but I am very excited to have Kelly back. Oh my gosh,
it was so good. I listened and I loved it. It was hilarious.
He killed it. I'm proud of him.
Thankfully, nobody sent me any dick pics though, because I was so a little worried.
I forgot he said that.
Yeah, no dick pics, but I was going to forward them to him if I got any.
She did. So. She messaged him and said, if I receive any, they're coming to you.
Beware. Well, luckily there was none, so.
Yeah. I guess he's going to moan in the background for you guys.
It's just a little extra treat free of charge.
So I am feeling a little bit better.
Remember, everybody, I'm the boyfriend, 6'1", with a nice cack.
Cack.
And not cock, cack. C-A-C-K.
I think he's a little jealous that he's not on here tonight. I think he wanted to be. He was excited to do another episode. There's a story down the road, though, that he is definitely going to share when we cover a certain topic, because only he can share. It's hysterical.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
And then, you know, we have our own personal stories to share, too. It's just going to be a funny episode.
Yes.
Anyways, I am feeling better. I am just so, so tired. The sleep, I can't catch up from being sick.
Yeah. Can I just say, too, we've had a rough week at work.
Oh, my God. Our asses have been handed to us at work.
Absolutely obliterated. We have had...
Not like handed to us in a mean way, just like busy.
Yeah, it's been insane. Just a lot of overbooking and extra dogs and just chaos. Right.
By the time you guys hear this, a new week is starting, but... The week prior to listening to this was a shit show.
Just know, yeah, that we were struggling. So, but we're here today after right. A very long week, and we're here because we want to be. So,
sorry for the awkward. My boyfriend is staring at us, and I don't know why.
So today's topic.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Hold on. Did you anything eventful happen this week for you?
I mean, other than me being sick, not really. I got a new online order in the mail, though. So,
favorite online place to shop besides Amazon.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So that was pretty exciting. Other than that, that's about it.
I know. I'm so ready to just get back out in the world a little bit because being sick sucks. And I know. I need socialized.
Yeah, I miss my family and my friends. Like, I feel like I haven't seen anybody in, like... I
mean, quarantining yourself?
Yeah, it's been, like, a couple weeks. So, like, I miss everybody. I haven't seen anybody. Thank God I get to see you, but I work with you, so it's, like...
But I'm so special.
You are special. Number one.
No, I get it. I mean, besides work, but I have, you know, him here, and I'm clearly getting cack.
I know, so. I'm not getting any cack. No cack for Kelly. For Callie.
Well, I'm getting it pretty great over here, guys.
I hear about it.
Mm. So good. So
I love that for you.
I do too. Trying to think if I had any stories to tell about it, but I don't. It's just nothing new.
Just over here with your great life and your great sex.
Mm. I tell you what, though, it definitely was so great after having to wait from being sick, from us both being so tired. Just felt...
Imagine how great it's going to be when I finally get
laid. I know.
Or choose to, anyway. I don't know. Like, I just... I swear to God, y'all, I've been dodging dick left and right here.
She has. I've seen. Not yeah. The dicks. I've seen the conversations.
Yeah, not the actual dicks, but she's yeah... I don't know. I'm just...
She ain't about it.
I'm not about it. I need a connection. I'm looking for something more at this point in my life.
Looking for something more. Gotta be more than this. You know the song?
Wait.
It was a catchy song.
What is that? I can't.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, I was.
Oh, it's got to be more than this, right? Yeah, or Sarah Evans?
No. I was thinking of "They Gotta Be More Than Life."
What?
Michelle Branch or something?
I don't know that one. Song trivia, apparently.
I know.
I don't think we really have anything else to catch you guys up on that I can think
nothing
of.
Nothing too exciting. We're just a bunch of sick bitches this last couple weeks. So
I mean, we could talk about the game, but we can't because by the time this comes out, one of the teams will already have won. So
I know. Hopefully we go to the Super Bowl, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We're definitely both are going to be watching the game, and when you guys hear this, we're either going to be two very sad podcast girls
just
or two very happy.
If you haven't heard the last episode, we are Bengals fans, so we are rooting for the Bengals. Who day?
Yes, our boys. Oh, excuse me. So today we were just gonna, I guess, have a little conversation about something that I just wanted her opinion on, and I wanted to share mine. It is a question that can go both ways, so we're going to discuss it both ways. So the first part of it is, have you ever, no, guys, I'm butchering this. Would you date somebody your friends hate? Guys, I need her to have my back. See, that's why she's here. And everybody just gets to hear the bloopers. That's the fun in this podcast. We can edit out what we want and not what we don't. And my stupidity is quite funny. Anyways, would you date someone your friends hate?
I mean, I feel like it's usually your friends. And I mean,
or friends and family hate. I can say that.
Exactly. You know, like, so I feel like at this point in our lives, we have friends who are actually, like, you know, it's not like middle school where, like, your friends are secretly plotting against you. At this point in your life, it's like your friends have your back and, like, they want you to be with somebody who's good for you.
And your family knows you.
Right. And, like, same with your family. So I feel like if your friends and family don't like somebody, there's usually pretty much a good indicator that that person's not right for you, or, like, that they're not bringing enough to the table for you. So, like, not that I think that people should live their lives based on what their friends and family say. You know,
live their life for themselves.
Yeah,
but listen,
you should do what makes you happy, but you should definitely, like, mark that as a note in your head mentally. Like, if all of your friends and family don't like somebody, it's like, something might be fishy there. You know, maybe I should investigate that a little bit more.
No, I agree. I dated somebody for years. Actually, I don't know why I stayed as long as I did. Nobody actually does. But when we very, very first got together, my entire family and my closest friends, like, every single person was like, you know, he's a nice guy. I just don't think he's for you. And I was like, how can you guys tell? Like, we're supposed to be in this little honeymoon stage. Like, it's supposed to be cute. Like, how can anybody already tell?
Right.
Like, I was like, what? No, like, you guys are all crazy.
And that's hard too, like, when you're in the very beginning stages and you're like, so, like,
you're blinded by them.
You really are.
And I'm like, no, everybody's just wrong. And I never told him because I was like, that's just gonna hurt his feelings. We just started dating. And then, you know, he ended up moving in with me and things got toxic then. And I was like, oh, you know, not a good fit, but, you know, kept going anyways, moved again. And then eventually, I think 3 years later, 4 or 5 years total, I finally left. And I swallowed my words. I told everybody was right. Like, it was definitely hard though, because he did not like my best friend. And that was so, so hard because.
Was there like a reason behind that or?
Because I would have fun without him with her. We'd go out for Mexican and Margs every Tuesday night. That was what we did. And he just had the biggest issue with it. Like, she
jealous?
Hated him and he knew, and he just didn't like how I was with her. I never cheated or anything. I think he was jealous of her. Mm. And it's like, but I.
That's a red flag for sure.
It is. And, I was stupid and it took me forever to leave. But the thing that I did that some people don't do is, even though my friends and family didn't like him, one, I knew they didn't, but I didn't let that stop me from dating him, but I didn't let him stop me from doing things with them.
Good.
Like, he never went on any of my family vacations, never went to any of my family holidays, but my ass did.
Good.
Because
I was going to say, that's, like, the number one thing that, like, narcissists and, like, abusive and toxic people do is they isolate you. They make sure that, like, you lose all contact with, like, your family, your friends, people close to you, so they can get you alone, so they can easily control you. That's, like, that's a big red flag to look for when somebody tries to, like, keep you away from your friends and family.
I mean, he did and he didn't. Like, he didn't, he never got mad at me for going to my mom's or going to a family function. Never got mad at me. Loved my sisters. Like, he
just didn't want to go.
Yeah, he just didn't want to be around anybody. And yeah. But I think he also knew nobody liked him.
Yeah.
So it definitely made it hard. And I told myself after that relationship, I would never, even though my life is my life, I said I would never date somebody that they didn't love. And look and behold, they adore my boyfriend now. Everybody loves him. It's great. Friends get along with him. Family gets along with him. He gets, loves my mom's boyfriend. It's like his best friend.
Aww.
And his mom loves me, so it's like, it's great. But it definitely was hard to be with somebody who,
as I say, yeah, my family didn't like and stuff. Like, riffs.
Yeah, and like, of course I met, we were together for a little over 4 years. Not once did you go to a single family holiday. Yeah, that's gonna make my family be like, something wrong? Because I went to his. I was the nice person. I did the right things.
Yeah. And that's, like, weird. Like, if you're with somebody, I feel like they should, like, want to be, like, around
split your the day or something. Yeah. Oh, and I think he only went to maybe one family cookout in all those years.
That's weird. Yeah, I think that's weird. I feel like you should want to. And even if you're, like, an antisocial person, you should still want to, like, be around the people that makes your person happy.
Yeah, I have an antisocial boyfriend now, and
I mean, I
get it. My mom's with me all the time.
I mean, I get it, because I'm a super antisocial person, and I hate being in, like, social situations, especially when I'm not necessarily comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's just part of being in a relationship. You kind of just, you suck it up, and you...
I think in the way I felt with that, too, though, is I still went around my friends and family, but I almost had, like, an isolated feeling. But it was because we moved far away, and it was such a drive to see anybody, so that sucked. And I talked to everybody, text people, FaceTime, whatever, but it's definitely hard when your significant other can't be best friends with your family and friends.
Yeah, it's like all the people that you love and you want them to be close, so.
I mean, yeah, I think I've told on the podcast before, like, I got 10 people to move me out in 4 hours because everybody, all my friends and family loved me and were like, yeah, let's get you away from him and out. It was like the quickest move of my life, and yeah, I call myself a bitch for it, guys. It was wrong, but it was what was best for me.
But that's how bad everybody wanted you out of that situation. They were
We don't hate him as a person, but you guys together, it's just not good.
Yep.
So
yep, I definitely
learned that lesson, and I plan on spending the rest of my life with this man. But if anything ever happened, like, I still would never be with somebody who they didn't like again. It's right. Not worth that to me.
I was gonna say, yeah, stressful. I mean, I've only had like the one long-term relationship. I mean, I've had other like small relationships, but that wasn't, they were those people were loved by everybody. But like my long-term relationship, obviously everybody liked him, at least for the time being. So I don't really have any like stories about people not liking my significant other, but I've definitely like been the friend though that has not liked my friend's significant others. I mean, and not always like, just I'm thinking of like one in particular or a couple in particular. I have a friend who's dated a couple guys, and some of them are just real sleaze bags, real scummy, nasty dudes. Like, just not worth her time and attention. She's with a guy now, though, who's amazing, and I love him. I've only met him once so far, or maybe a couple times so far. But he treats her well. She's so happy now. Like,
she learned lessons.
She learned some lessons, man. And I've seen, like, she's flourishing now. She's one of my longest friends. We've been friends since middle school. And like a couple of her boyfriends over the years, like she had this one boyfriend who I hated, and he hated me too. I don't even remember. This was like in high school, so this is a while back. But
did it put strain on your friendship?
Oh, we stopped being friends for a short amount of time after, like while she was dating this guy, because he was just like, he was a user. He was just like a real bum. Like, I don't know. I feel like he used her for sure.
It's crazy how blinded you are by love.
Yeah. And like, you know, she's like a very like giving person. Like when she's with somebody, like she gives like everything and all.
But she should.
To them. And, you know, she tries to see like she literally will see the best in everybody. And so like, unfortunately, because of that, I've also had to watch her get used too, and I hate that. Like, and I am the blunt friend. I am the friend who tells it like it is. I am the friend who, no matter how much you don't want to hear it, I'm like, bitch, no.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, and as I say, you know, I'm like 100%, like, I will tell you exactly how I feel, and I'm not going to sugarcoat shit for you because I love you and I want the best for you. Like, you're my girl. Like, I love you. And I'm not going to sit by and watch you get played, girlfriend. So, no. But yeah, this guy was like so bad. And I remember he like, I don't even remember what all it was about. And it was like, you know, we were in high school and he was like, I think a smidge older or something. But I remember he didn't like me. And he said something. I was like, you know, I've always been like a big animal person. And he said something about like he was going to cut up like baby pigs and slaughter them and throw them all over my lawn and shit. Like, he was so, yeah, like, he was so evil. And I, like, remember it to this day because it's, like, such a core memory. I'm like, this guy was such a douche. But, like,
kind of a monster.
Yeah, and I don't even remember what it was. Like, me and her, I think, had gotten into a fight about him, like, not being a good person or something. I was like, girl, get, like, leave him or whatever. And then he, like, obviously found out about it and then said that stuff.
Because you weren't wrong. Yeah. But he felt like he needed to defend something. But he was
super manipulative. Like, her family hated him. He just, like, he couldn't, I don't know. He just wasn't that great of a person. He couldn't keep his own home situation under wraps or whatever. And she would always, like, have to pick up the pieces and take care of him and stuff. And being her being the loving, you know, caring person that she is, she did. So, I don't know, but thankfully that ended, that relationship ended, thank God. And, you know, unfortunately she dated a couple other douchebags in the time between that, but she's with a guy now. And as far as I know, he's a great guy, doesn't cheat on her, doesn't treat her bad. You know, he's a sweet guy, he treats her well, and I could not be happier. It's fucking about time.
I think you're more forgiving than me. I've been that person too, where I've had my friends date guys that didn't really, well, that had liked me at one point, but then they date the friend, so they don't like me anymore, or they just straight didn't like me and I didn't like them. And when you decide to pick your man over me and I am your friend who is going to be there, I'm it's really hard for me to mend that friendship again, because you're just going to do it again. And I learned that lesson the hard way because someone did do it again. So then I was like, I can't have friends like that in my life. You're not really my friend.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately there's quite a few women and girls that are like that. That like as soon as they get somebody, they like ditch their friends. And
I get the honeymoon stage. Like, I've been that girl. I pick my boyfriend. Like, no, I need to hang out with him. Well, we had plans. I know, but he asked. Like, I get that. Yeah. That doesn't make me mad. It's when you know he doesn't like me and won't let you around me, and unlike me, who doesn't care.
Yeah,
you choose to not hang out with me or talk to me for years or months because he said so.
Yeah, it makes it hard. And I try to be understanding, and it's really frustrating. I hate that.
I still check on those people, though. It's like, you know, are you okay?
Right.
But no, there's no friendship anymore. Like, it just becomes your cordial person in my life.
Yeah, it does suck when, like, your friend, like, ditches you and, like, kind of, like, morphs into, like, whoever they're dating.
I want to be able to hang out with you and your boyfriend, me and my boyfriend, like, double dates. Let's go throw some eggs, have a rage room. I don't care. Just, I want everyone to be able to be around each other, not you be like, I can't talk to you. They don't like you. No, that's not okay. So that kind of leads into the other question. would you, or What was the other question? What was the other part? What did we ask? Would you date someone who your friends hate? Okay. Or, yeah. Have you dated someone whose friends hate you? That was the other part. Sorry, yeah. Guys. I've never been with somebody whose friends didn't like me, though. I'm easy to get along with, and I don't hold them back from their life. Yeah.
As far as I know, I haven't ever been with somebody whose friends didn't like me.
That's not all tongue-tied. Jeez.
I was gonna say, I don't. The only thing I can think is like my last relationship that was like short term didn't last very long that I broke up with.
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends. Well, it wasn't even really like his friend. It's some girl that his friend's dating. She like added me on Facebook, and like tried to like befriend me or whatever while I was dating this guy, and. Like, when I broke up with him again, she, like, unfriended me. So I was like, this girl hates me now. But, I mean, I understand if, like, his family and friends hate me because I broke his heart twice. I dumped him twice.
I mean, there's a breakup, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to pick that person's side.
Right.
But in the moment, I mean, I personally would not want to stay with somebody if their friends and family didn't like me. I am so big on hanging out with people, and I am so, so big on family. Family is so important to me. And if your family does not like me,
right,
I can love you to the end of the earth, but I can't be with somebody who I'm not accepted into their family.
I feel the same way. Like, I need my family to love you, and I need your family to love me, because it's family is important to me. And, like, I hope that if I do end up with somebody, I really, really hope that I can be close with their family. And
I like to meet the family right away. I need to know that they're going to like to like me. It's just, it's so important to me.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I feel like it's important for sure. And I want to hopefully have a good relationship with my future person's family. So
yeah, and then their friends. Like, of course, not everybody clicks with everybody. You're not going to get along with every friend. But, I mean, as long as the friends are like, yeah, she's a cool girl, or yeah, he's a cool guy, or like,
yeah,
you know, enough to be like, oh, he's not bad for you, or she's not bad for you, or whatever. Just, I mean, I know people that date or marry or hook up with or whatever. I know people that are with people
who are not good for them,
and their friends and family don't like them. And I'm like, I don't know how they do it, because it seems so stressful and not enjoyable. Like
constant stress, constant drama. There's always some tiff going on. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like you should be able to enjoy family time and go to gatherings and events and things like that without all of the stress and, you know, like just drama. I don't know. I couldn't live like that personally, but I mean, to each their own, I guess. So I don't know. But like, if one of my friends is with somebody or like dating or married or whatever to somebody that, and it's not even always about like, oh, I don't like them. A lot of the times it's not even like that. A lot of the times it's just, I like this person. I just don't like them for you.
You don't like them together.
I don't like them together.
And that can be built up over, like, with my situation, they just knew right away that he wasn't for me. But, like, with my friends and stuff, it's like, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt if you're dating somebody that I care about. But after there's just so much turmoil and all this stuff, it's like, it gets to a point where it's like, I mean, what do you want me to say? Because you're letting it happen, and they're not a bad person, but you keep letting it happen. I don't know what you expect from me.
Right, but like, there's only so many times. Yeah, I was gonna say, we've all had that friend that's like keeps having the same exact problems in their relationship or whatever, and they keep asking for like the same advice over and over and over again, and it's like, there's only so many times that you can tell them, like, you know, like it's obviously not working out, you guys aren't happy. And it's like, and it's so hard though when you're on the opposite end of that, because I like towards the end of my relationship, my last relationship, I was like, you know, I would literally keep asking the same questions over and over and over. And my friends, I could tell that they were getting sick
of me. They're there for you, but like, it's like,
right, like they
were. How many times are you going to ask me? But I get it too, because it's not easy to just leave.
I know. And it's like you're looking for any type of like reassurance. Like, yeah, keep staying in this relationship. Keep doing it.
I say do what makes you happy.
Right.
If staying like, ends up making you happy, stay. If it doesn't, leave.
Right. But it's like, are you happy? Like, you have to really look in the mirror and be like, am I happy like this? Because I know, like, when I was at the end of my long-term relationship, I was just like, I had to literally face myself in the mirror. I was like, can I do this for another 10 plus years? Like, I was like, I'm so exhausted from carrying the weight of this relationship. Like, it is a burden at this point. Like, I feel like I'm the only person with my head in the game. I feel like I'm the only person with my heart in the game. Like, I feel like I'm the only person giving my all. And it's like, I would keep asking my friends, like, what do I do? And what do I do? And like, it was just the same thing over and over. And they were like, girl,
do like, something and stop asking.
Yeah, just do something. And I just.
Life is just short. And everybody wants the best for you if they're like truly your friend. But
that's the thing is, life really is short. And when I like look back on my life, I would rather, you know, be alone for the time being and like eventually hopefully find my person, you know, and like. Know that I actually tried than to look back and be like, I wasted all these years with somebody who did not love me and care for me.
But make sure you like them, their friends and family, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Gotta be with someone like that. I can't do the drama.
Yeah. I just want to be happy when I look back on my life. You know, I want to be like, I made good choices. I did the right thing. I didn't waste time. So.
I mean, we've all wasted a little bit of time.
Right.
Can't deny that we've all done it.
And I don't know, like, I don't want to call my long-term relationship a waste of time. It was a decade of my life, and I looking back, it's like, yeah, it didn't work out. So like, part of me feels like it was a waste.
It was a lesson learned, though.
Yeah, like part of me feels like it was like a waste because like I wasted like all my like my party years, my crazy years, my wild years.
Girl, you ain't even 30 yet. You did not waste your party years.
I know, but like looking back, I'm like I gave up like my whole like your late 20s. You but know? We were 18 when we got together. Like,
you're creeping on 30.
I know, dirty 30.
That's my thing. I'm trying to live up my 30 with my man.
Oh, no,
to live up
my 30s. That's what I'm saying. Like 30s is going to be like, I'm going to be turning up in my 30s, you know,
it's
because
funny.
that's my time.
You guys, you youngins out there, when you're 18, you're like, oh, the 20s are going to be so fun. 30 feels old. Seems old.
Yeah.
It's not though.
The 20s.
It's not.
Yeah.
The 20s can be fun, but 30s are going
to
be funner.
The 20s are your years to grind and like get your bag up, get your stuff done, get your assets in line, get your credit up, whatever.
Credit. Yes.
Yes. Credit. Build credit. You know,
you like, don't learn this in school, but your credit is so, so important.
Right. No, it really
is. It helps
is.
You with everything in your future.
Save. Dude, save money. Save, save, save.
But I will randomly say, too, it's never too late to start over because here we are starting this and I am 30.
No, yeah, absolutely. I was gonna say,
you're never too old to do anything that your heart
29.
Is set
I'll be 30 in November. So, but yeah, I mean, we just, it's never too late to start over. It's never too late to... You know, say this isn't for me anymore and I'm done and I need to move on with my life. And
this is random. I showed you, but I have to tell them. I was on TikTok the other night and I was using
one of the
we do. We're addicted. I was using one of the filters and it was like, I don't know, like pick a characteristic or something. I don't remember what it was. And what popped up above my head was that. What was it? I was 78 or 98. I think it was 78% indecisive. Oh and God. I was like, oh my God, that's me right now because it happens. I mean, I love my life and I'm not indecisive in anything. Like, in my home life and stuff, it's just like, am I doing what's right? Like, and just in everything. And no, I really have been really indecisive lately, but you know, started this and. Gotta start doing more with the YouTube and I just don't think it's ever too late to do anything. And I absolutely even not. Graduated nursing school. Like I just there's just so much to do with life.
There really is. I was gonna say, and as long as you just feel like happy and fulfilled, I don't know, that's all that matters. Like just genuinely, like, just
enjoy your life.
Exactly. Just enjoy your life, even if it's like the small things. Like, take joy and take pride in the small stuff.
Yes. sorry, guys. My boyfriend's being a goof in the background. Enjoying. Okay. I feel like I was going to say something else. And now it went out of my head because he looked at me and was being a goofball. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you guys. There is not a YouTube again this week. We still kind of feel like shit. And we, I mean, think we look like shit too.
I was going to say, in relation, we look like shit. So
we just didn't want to record. But I did want to let any listeners know that we plan on doing a little extra stuff with the YouTube. With some videos and stuff. So if you know anybody that's into YouTube or any of you that watch it, be on the lookout. We're going to kind of spice it up in that area for you guys, just because we want to and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can't wait for that, actually.
I know. So we decided, since we still feel like crap and got our asses into work this week, we were just going to go ahead and play a couple hands of the bad choices game that we've played with you guys before, because it's just funny.
It's just a fun, easy game that we can play.
An easy conversation.
And we don't have to do any work to, like, get this all set up, so we can just literally...
If you guys hate it, though, just tell us. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
We're here for your... to give you advice, but we're also here for you guys. So you guys got to tell us what you like and what you don't like.
We
so
want
that,
to be, like, your escape from reality, your entertainment, your advice, your whatever.
So. We want good content out there, so...
Absolutely.
Your feedback is very important to us. We take it all into consideration.
We really do.
Anyways,
you matter.
Do you want to go first? You want me to?
You go ahead.
Oh, I get to go first?
You get to go first.
Okay. Oh, my God. If we talked about this the other day at work, and your answer better be no.
Oh, God.
Guys, we weren't talking about this in a creepy way. It was just brought up. Would you? I don't even want to read this. Would you let someone put a live gerbil up your ass for $1 million?
Oh, my God. No.
That's so... I know, and this is not to shame any listener that may be into that.
That may be
not
a gerbil
for
ass eating.
Me. That is actually so bad. And animal abuse, in my opinion. But no. I don't even like that question was in this game.
Yeah, that's not a oh my God. It's a no for me, dog. Okay. Oh. Have you ever had sex on a toilet seat?
On a toilet seat?
On a toilet seat.
I have not. I've had sex in a chair, which is sitting, but I've never had sex on a toilet. What are they doing, taking a shit and you're riding them? That's they shit and come at the same time? Woo! That's like an upgraded bumpkin there. Blumpkin.
It's a 2-for-1.
Oh,
not a bumpkin.
Hold on, though. I am so short. I'm not really sure if my feet would reach the ground without a squatty potty.
Oh, my God. I just, like, picture, like, the toilet, like, breaking and the water pipes, like,
I would go along with that Taylor Swift TikTok right now, though. Please don't be.
Water
just sprays. Have you had sex on a toilet seat?
No, it's definitely not. It's a no for me.
Okay. Would you... Oh, my God. Would you allow Hitler to fuck you in the ass in order to save half the victims of the Holocaust? What question is that?
I'm just, like, audibly shaking my head at this. I don't...
Only half? Like, how about all of them?
Can I save them all?
But, like, I don't want to say no and not save half of them.
I mean, listen, I'm going to do anything to save the people, so.
So you having some anal with
Jesus.
Why can't I quit?
What do I have to do, though, to save the other half? Because
don't ask me. Not my game. I just asked the question that was on the card. Oh, sorry, guys.
I get to pay him for half.
I don't know.
That's messed up.
Oh, it was awful.
Okay. You got to be honest about this.
Do I want you to ask? She's cheesing like a freak over here, guys.
Have you ever used a vegetable as a sex toy?
Oh, no. I have not. I've heard stories of people in cucumbers. I have never. Have you?
Yes.
What?
Have you seen cucumber before?
No.
Yeah, dead serious.
Guys.
I was like, really?
Get Kelly a cucumber for Christmas.
No, shut up.
I take you to Hustler and get you a cucumber-shaped dildo.
No, listen. I was, like, young, and I saw, it was, like, on an episode of, like, 1,000 Ways to Die or something.
So you put a cucumber up your vagina.
And I literally thought, I was like, oh, well, that's a good idea. So then I tried it. I was not the smartest kid, but.
I mean, cucumbers aren't very small.
There's an embarrassing tidbit for y'all. Definitely, yeah. No, it was like not one of those. It was a small cucumber.
Okay.
I promise.
Oh my God, that question was awful. Have you ever tried to finger your own ass?
Have I ever tried to finger my own ass?
Yeah.
Not that I can recall, but I mean, I probably have. I don't know.
I have not. However, my boyfriend told me a story about one of his exes that when they would have sex, she would do that to herself.
She'd give the old reach around.
And I, like, I don't see where that's comfortable. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, trying to reach around. I don't know. I mean, but some people are into it. I'm not going to shame them, but it's not for me.
I don't, not that I recall, but I mean, who knows?
I mean, you want to stick your finger up my ass, go for it. But I'm not going to do it to myself.
Right.
I'm more aroused when you do something to me.
I was going to say, it definitely happened to me. I don't think I've done it to myself, but who knows?
To each their own, guys.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Okay. Oh, have you ever told somebody that you love them just to have sex with them?
No, guys do that usually.
I know. Yeah, I haven't done that either.
I have told somebody I love them back when I didn't. Yeah,
I feel guilty. Yeah, I feel like when you're a woman, you don't have to lie to have sex. You can just have sex.
Yeah, you got the pussy, you got the control. But I've definitely lied about, like, a guy says I love you, and I'm like, I freeze him, like, I love you too. I'm like, oh my God, I just fucking told him I love him, and I don't love him. I don't even know him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've definitely said I love you back, though, like, when I haven't meant it, but.
It happens. Okay. Have you ever told a friend, have you ever told a friend when they are being cheated on?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I have to. You don't have to tell me unless you want.
Story time.
I have to.
Okay. So.
She said, let me get comfortable, guys.
I know. So, it's a short and sweet story time. But so, this one time, you know.
At band camp?
This one time at band camp. So, like, you know how a lot of, like, the tattoo shops around here, they'll have, like, the Friday the 13th, like, specials or whatever. So, one time at band camp, me, my ex-boyfriend, and my dad was like, yo, let's go get some tattoos.
Yeah.
Like some little cute,
13s or something.
Yeah, some little, you know, tattoos. So we went to this tattoo shop that we had been to a couple times before. And we show up there. And it's like one of those ones that's, it's a little bit out of the way. It's like, I don't know, half an hour away. So you don't really expect to run into anybody there. Well, I ran into two people I knew that day. One of them was a girl I went to school with who was super sweet. I loved her and I missed her. And I was like, yay, I'm so excited to see her. And she was gorgeous as ever. And then the other person that walked in was my friend's boyfriend alongside some random chick that I had never seen before, all buddied up with her, cuddled up with her. And I was like,
did he see you?
Oh, he literally immediately saw me and, like, walked back outside to smoke.
I'd have snapped a fucking picture, bitch.
Well, so I didn't get one of him because he spent most of his time avoiding me, because once he was, like, touching her, holding on her waist and whatever, you know, touchy-feeling with this girl. And then, like, as soon as he saw me, like, acted like he didn't know this bitch at all. Come to find out, so I had literally I the girl ended up sitting next to me, and I feel bad because it wasn't, I mean,
who's to say she knew he had a girlfriend?
I ended up finding out that she did know.
Ooh.
I know, but it's all,
girl, you don't do that.
But it's like a complicated situation. Her, my friend and that girl are actually cool now, and like I'm cool that with that happens. Girl too. Yeah. It was like that girl like lost her virginity to him and everything. So like it was like she was like in love with this guy. So I kind of feel bad for both of them. Like I feel like she was kind of like being like toyed
she
with.
She actually believed you though.
Well, I got pictures of her, and I kind of feel bad for taking pictures of her, but I was like, I have to like show proof to my friend. So she ends up like sitting next to me with talking to some other girl, and who happened to be like one of my tattoo artists, her sister that she was friends with. So I was like, and I remember asking her, I was like, hey, like, how do you know this girl that's sitting here talking to you? And she was like, oh, I forget how she said she had met her. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I like ended up asking that girl who was with my friend's boyfriend. I was like, hey, I was like, so like, are you, you know, I was trying to play it off. Like I had no idea who he was or anything. I was like, are we all like single here? Whatever. Even though my boyfriend was like sitting over next to me. And, she was like, yeah, but then she's like, I'm with him or whatever. So I don't know. It was like, you could tell that their situation was like mixed up or whatever. So I ended up snapping pictures of this girl, like, nonchalantly. I wasn't very nonchalant. I pretty much had my camera right in her face. I didn't give a fuck because I was pissed. I was like, who is this girl? Why is she with my friend's man? Like, I was angry. So, and I was like, you know, obviously, like, I don't know the situation. I don't know if this girl knows. So I don't want to cause a scene and get kicked out of this tattoo place. I don't want to throw down here.
Yeah.
So my friend was babysitting that night, and I text her and I'm like, hey girl, I was like, we got to talk in person. Where you at? Like, I was like, and I tried to play it off so she wasn't like worried or freaking out. I was like, hey, I was like, I want to see you. Where are you? She's like, oh, I'm babysitting the kids or whatever. Come over. So I show up at this random person's house that she's babysitting for with full receipts. And I'm like showing her and I'm like, girl, who is this? And she was like, oh my God. And I guess it was a girl that he had cheated with before. They had previous conversations about it before. And I felt so bad. She was like sick. She was like throwing up. Ugh. It was like, it was terrible. I mean, I've had to tell people before that they were getting cheated on, but that was like the one that sticks in my head because that was like, that's like one of my best friends.
And it's always hard.
It was so hard to like tell her that. And I think I had to be there and witness it and stuff. And dude ended up messaging me later, whatever, talking about like, did my boyfriend want to fight? And I'm like, you're mad at me for snitching on you, but you want to fight my man? Like, no. I was
because
like,
because he's a dumb petty man.
I know. And I literally was like, if you have a problem, pull up, I'll fucking fight you myself, bitch. Like, don't touch my man.
I mean, I had nothing to do with that.
I was gonna say, yeah. So and that was speaking of boyfriends that we don't like, that was one of her boyfriends that I hated. I did not like him.
There's a reason.
And there was a reason, so.
Do you want to pull another card?
Is that my turn?
Yeah, I just asked the cheating question. Oh, my God.
Okay, the question is, would you eat a shit sandwich to meet your idol?
No. No. No shit. No, thank you.
No. I've already met, like, a couple of my idols.
Evan Peters.
And,
I mean, I met
Jason Momoa.
Oh, my God. Norman Reedus. And, oh, God.
I he touched my Norman phone. Reedus.
And that sweater. And I never washed the sweater.
Oh, my God.
I don't have it anymore, guys.
Jesus.
Okay. Oh, my God. For only $100, would you stick a roll of quarters up your ass?
No. For only $100?
Only $100. One of them bank rolled quarters.
It's gonna be more money than that. I would do it just for more money.
Sorry, guys. It's a weird question. I mean, I stick butt plugs up there that are bigger than rolling.
Yeah,
quarters.
No, it's going to be for more money, though, than that. Okay. Have you ever role played in the bedroom?
I haven't, like, exactly role played. Like, you know, I'm your teacher, you're my student, but I've definitely dressed in the Naughty Scroll Girl outfit and stuff. Hmm. I've given the lingerie to role play, just not... I'm so awkward. I would probably just fucking crack up the whole time and just ruin it.
I love role play.
I know.
It's so hot.
If I could get out of my own head and not be such a fucking freak, I'm sure it would be fun. But I get the outfits and I can look sexy. I can't do the talk.
I'm like the lonely housewife and you're like the robber breaking in.
I love my pizza delivery boy.
The pool boy, whatever. I love role play.
Oh my God, our pool will be set up this summer. We could totally do a pool boy.
There you go.
Sex role play.
There you go.
Make sure the neighbors aren't outside.
Hey, give them a free show.
Oh. Well, have you ever taken someone's virginity?
Yes.
Me too. That is my favorite thing. I loved virgins. I did. Now that I look back on it, it's weird to say. I like the experience, but I liked that, like, I have something no one else is ever going to have.
Alrighty then, you Hefner.
There's a satisfaction in, like, bitch, you can't have that because I have it.
I mean, yeah, there is. It is like a little...
Puts me on my high horse. I liked the virgins.
Oh my God.
I didn't date him on purpose. Like, I didn't know until we were dating. And I'm like, oh, you're a virgin? Oh, I'm going to be the one to take that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a whore.
Snatched a V-card or two.
I mean, the one who I lost mine to didn't lose him to me. So after that, I was out for the virgins.
Yeah. Same. Okay. Ooh, this is a good question. Would you ever attend a swingers party?
We had this conversation, didn't we?
Yeah, I feel like...
So, I'm honest with Kelly. I'm gonna just go ahead and be honest with you guys. We were talking at work one day, and I brought it up. I don't remember why, but I honestly wouldn't do anything with anybody else. But I would go to one. It's like,
observe.
Yeah. And I feel like, oh, that's something I've never seen. Oh, that's a new technique. Like, it's not weird to me until, I mean, people watch porn. It's the same fucking thing, except in front of your face.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a learning experience. Like, and I'm sure, you know, at those things, there are rules set and, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't want to be touched, mm-hmm. they're not going to do something you don't want.
So yeah, they have like sex clubs and stuff like that as well. So.
But I mean, I get swingers. That's why you're there, is to swing together. Mm-hmm. But I'd more go to like a sex party and be like, you know, I don't want to do anything with anybody, but I will watch and I will learn things. I'm not against it. I'm totally for it. I mean, hey, in person.
I would definitely be interested in like going and like, I don't know, maybe not partaking, but maybe partaking. I don't know.
You ain't touching my man. Like, no, I can't.
I mean, like, I can't. I mean, but the people there, like, that's what it's for.
I know. I will watch. He can watch. But and then,
you know, you
no.
also share your own man or whatever or woman. So I don't know. Like, I personally don't do well with sharing, so I
neither
totally
do
am
I.
In the same boat as you. So,
but what's mine is mine.
But I mean, I don't know if it was like somebody that I was like dating, like that I wasn't maybe super like 100% obsessed with.
If it was one of my like friends with benefits, totally would.
Right, like I feel like it'd be something like fun. I don't know.
Yeah, like let's spice up our sex life we're already having fun with.
Right.
Yeah, but my man, no. Okay. Would you break up with your partner if you caught them cheating?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's so tough. Okay, right now, in my current situation, if he were to cheat, all right, yes. In the past, did I? No. But I say yes now because I didn't then.
Hmm.
And I screwed myself because I kept getting cheated on.
Yeah.
You said yes. You were smart. I was not.
I definitely think yes. I mean, I gave up a 10-year relationship for that because I was like, that wasn't part of the deal. That's against my boundaries, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, I feel like, but it wasn't necessarily like that made me leave. It was there was nothing afterwards. Like, it was like, you're still going to talk to this person, entertain this person as a friend or whatever. You're going to still treat me the same way. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if I catch you cheating on me, like, you should be like kissing my ass, like, like trying to make it right. I should see changes.
I feel like
in your behavior,
the older I've gotten, it's just like, if you feel the need to cheat one, break up. But if you feel it, like, you just cheat, like, I just don't forgive anymore. It's like, you didn't put me first. I wasn't in your mind when it was happening.
Right.
Bye.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, I'm not going to
fuck your friend.
No.
I'm just kidding.
She a petty bitch.
Am super petty though, but no, I never did anything like that.
It was satisfying enough for me to have the friends in my DMs. Like, that was good enough for me. I was like, all right.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. So
did say that.
Oh, sorry, guys. Like, I don't know. I have boundaries, and I literally am the type of girl, I'm a ride or die. Like, I'll stick with you through everything. That is my boundary, though. I don't fuck with cheating. I don't do it. I don't like it. I don't cheat. You don't cheat. Like, that's the deal. Like, you can have other issues, other problems. We can work through anything and everything. I will be by your side no matter what. But you're not going to play me. You're not going to cheat on me. You're not going to make me second in our relationship. I come first and you come first to me.
Yeah.
Period.
Do you want to ask one more?
Sure.
Looking at the clock here.
In your lifetime, have you sent or received more than 10 different dick pics?
Well, I have never sent a dick pic. I don't have a dick. I have a vagina.
Right.
Have I received more than... Wait, was it more than 10 different penises?
More than 10 different ones in your lifetime.
Pictures or penises?
Different dick pics.
I've received more than 10 dick pics, but not 10 different dicks. Like, has sent multiple.
I would assume 10 different. Let's just say different dicks.
Then no.
Oh, it's yes for me.
I know it is.
I was going to say 10.
They're not asked for by her all the time, guys. They just...
Ever? At all. I never asked for dick pics.
I think she got one day when we were at work.
Dude, I get them at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing up, Larry?
I don't know if I can share this story, but I want to. I don't know if he's a listener. We're sitting at work one day, and she's over there dying laughing, and I'm like, what? This man sent her a video of him.
Oh.
Beating it. Fucking masturbating at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, he said it was a video of him, like, jacking it into the tub or something. I was like, what the fuck?
And she's over there cracking up, and I'm like, what is so funny? She's like, the shit I get on my phone. Guys, if we don't ask, don't send. Like, God.
But I will say, though, that man was very fine. He was a very fine man, but he's a little bit too young for me, so.
But it wasn't wanted. But it gave her a really good laugh and made her day.
Yeah, I was like, it is like 7 a.m. What the fuck are you sending me videos of you whacking it into your tub? You know that
morning wood. Into the tub.
Into the tub. I was like, this is
it's an easy cleanup.
I know. Like, this is a place of cleanliness, sir.
Okay. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will have my boyfriend back on at some point, and he will also join us for another episode of The Three of Us. We just haven't gotten there yet. Please, please, please make sure you subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, tell everybody, but make sure you subscribe.
Because we want to keep doing this.
Yes.
We
need your support to keep it going.
Yeah, we need interaction. We need something. Yep.
If you have anything you want us to discuss or any questions or want to submit those horrifying sex stories, you can email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com or you can DM us on the Instagram page, blah, blah, page, which is The Raunchy Truth. Or you can make sure you follow it. You can also follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly _ LaChat, and it's LaChat. Do not butcher it.
Yeah, you guys know you missed our outro. We'll see you next week.
Bye.